welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hi. How you doing? See how close I talk to the recording device? Well, maybe you're on the train and it's hard to hear. Hey, if you were at the show in Doylestown on the 17th of June, stand by for, yeah, an apology. But first, and by the way, Danny Robbins did like a best of some highlights, best of highlights of the podcast over the last few years, and he did such a nice job. And we'll put it out there in a few weeks or maybe even a week. Danny Robbins, you know, he's got a podcast. It's called Anytime Special. It's on SoundCloud. And he's at Cool Guy Jones on Twitter. But he really, I mean, someone put a lot of time into it. And I really appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, his girlfriend, Harley. What? Your family misses you. I miss you. I haven't even met you and I miss you. Everybody misses you. A lot of love throwing your way, Harley. Shut up. Shut up, Danny. Did you do this for me? All right. Harley. Our guest was this week Eliza Skinner. And let me tell you something. Holy cow. That's right. I don't curse anymore. Is she funny? I love everything about her. She came, she did the show, she hung out after the show. Pure joy. Pure joy. Okay? And now, Doylestown. For those people that weren't there, to put it in the context, let me say this. And it's do not for one second misinterpret this as me not giving a wholehearted apology, because it is. But I would imagine if you're a podcast listener or you've seen my show 5-6 times, you might be able to enjoy what happened. He got a little too drunk, but you know what my normal capabilities are. And then maybe you could enjoy it at that level. And I'm sure there were certain people that did. And maybe there were certain people that didn't. I was embarrassed. I had too much to drink, and my show is not what I thought it should be. The only thing that made me feel a little better was that I was able to go on and Preston and Steve, and I'm able to do this on my opening of the podcast and say, I'm going to come back. This was at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, obviously, the show I did on June 17th, and the owner of the Comedy Cabaret has every single person's email. So when I come back, it'll probably be after the new year, we'll email everybody, and you'll all be invited back for free. And that's it. But stand by for that. But it just wasn't, you know, when they do everything to make that room perfect while I'm there, it's not the way it normally is. We change everything, and they do everything. The staff, the owner, and I should match that with a quality performance, and I didn't feel I did. It wasn't that I went over that bothered me so much, because if I did, the show was about probably an hour and 45, an hour and 50 minutes in total. If it was a tight show that long, I'm okay with that, but it wasn't a tight show. So we're going to make good for that. And I get it. People drive really far sometimes. They get babysitters. They pay for dinner. They pay for parking. And I like to do a show that I'm proud of. So there's that. Okay? There was a gentleman that I was talking to at the bar right before the show, and I was talking to you, you were super nice, and then I got distracted by that guy that walked across the stage. And I hope you had a good time at my horrible show. Alrighty. That's it. Enjoy the show, and goodbye. Why am I so mellow? Well, it's the new me. Happy birthday, Aristotle. That's right. Happy birthday last night.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Eliza Skinner is here.
Walk-in music.
Hey. Eliza. Eliza is here on the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
She makes up songs.
Oh, I guess they make up songs.
Sort of like what I'm trying to do right now.
Wow, I guess it's ad lib.
But when Eliza makes up songs,
wow,
they actually sound good. So she has a TV show.
Alrighty. Wow. That's a cold opening.
Chilly, chilly opening.
Let me tell you something. I'm putting my phone down. I'm glad I wrote it here, Aristotle. We're going to try to do no nipping and tucking tonight. Because, you know, Aristotle's off to Portland.
I'm going to Portland.
Wow.
Keeping it weird.
Portland, Washington.
Next bus leaving for Portland.
That's not the one I thought it was.
Where's he going?
Are you shutting the door better? Thank you.
We made him sad. He left.
No, he didn't.
Aristotle, we're sorry.
So, as I say every week, we go nice and slow. It's a little hot outside, but the air is cranked in here. In about a half an hour, when the sun goes in, this room will get even cooler. Couldn't be happier here. Eliza Skinner, ladies and gentlemen,
yay,
as we already
me.
Know.
It's
going to be a lot of fun tonight. We have there's a band over there that is on drums and guitar is Duncan, and on slide whistle and ratchet. Sure. Well, let me tell you something. Aaron Simon, when he sits in on that band, he does a good job. Thank you. I like the applause. Look how much fun we have applauding. I try to make it sound like it's more fun. Mm-hmm. John Bram Wagner, hello. I love that everybody, by the way, they've only done it for one other guest besides you. I wish I could, but I can't wear a shirt because if I wear a button down shirt or anything with sleeves, I'll start sweating most of the time.
They got bow ties.
Everyone, for you and Paul F. Tompkins, in 5 years, you're the only other guest to George Carlin. Besides Paul F. Tompkins, everyone said, let's put on bow ties for Eliza.
Oh, man, and I'm wearing my dumb old
look at me and you. Can I tell you, we get to sit in our, you know, it's like aesthetically beautiful for us. Everybody's wearing a bow tie. Eric's wearing a bow tie. Eric Olson.
Yay!
And Aristotle is
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aristotle.
Happy birthday to you. To me, you. Wow.
And feathering it into the show.
And back to the show. We feather everything back. The new show isn't like it used to be. We just feather it back. We feather it back. So Aristotle's.
So soft.
Wait, what's happening with my voice?
I don't know. I never know.
Hello, hello? Hello. Hello. Didn't it seem like it was...
Yeah.
In a cave? It is did my, for a second.
Your vocal cords doing that thing again.
I think I'm not... John, you're the best. give Eliza some reverb.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is me, the voice thief.
So Aristotle's birthday is, we're celebrating it tonight. It's two nights
from
yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Well, in this
country. Right. It was yesterday.
Say take the month.
Take the month. You know what? I'll take love thrown my way. I'll take a little. Hold on. Why can't they? Oh. Sometimes Eric will say something while we're all hanging out. He goes, you know, hypnosis, like when you guys who do hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a chicken, boom. Mm-hmm. He said, well, the type of hypnosis when you go to quit smoking, it's not like that. He goes, why can't it be? You're a chicken. They tell you you're a chicken, but then they snap you out of being a chicken. Why can't they go, you're a non-smoker, but never snap you out of it?
Because I think the chicken stuff all has to do with having an audience.
Well, put an audience in front of them.
Exactly. If you have an audience all the time.
Oh, you need it all the time.
Yeah. Then I think you can just do that. Am I still reverb? Oh.
You're in the reverb. So anyway, so, you know, can I? Okay. I could do that on the opening. Mm-hmm. See, what does that say right there? On this one right here. So anyway, Eliza's here. We're glad that she's here. And it's I'm going
to
be so relaxed this show.
Those guests where you're like, oh, God,
no, so
this person's here. We're dreading them being here.
Not one I ever dread, ever, zero zip. But I get, you know, the more you know somebody, the more comfortable you are.
Yeah.
You know, so, what?
I think I know this one.
Eliza Skinner's here, Eliza Skinner.
It's me.
Eliza Skinner's here, Eliza Skinner's here.
I got bubbles.
That's me.
Ooh. Eliza Skinner's here.
They put some.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, hi, this is Jerry Seinfeld. Hi.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing? I love the show. And I know, Todd, you've said some stuff about me, but you also say nice stuff about me, too. Every time Todd Glass insults me, he ends up complimenting me for 20 minutes before he does. So I'll take it. So, oh, the bubble machine.
Jerry, are you answering any questions tonight? Or?
No, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan.
Wait, you know what? Is this really Jerry Seinfeld?
I think it really was.
Todd, it's me.
Oh, it sounds like him.
How do we know it's you?
Oh, yep. No. I had a hit show called Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, only he would know that. Only he would know that. It has to be him. There's no way. There's no way someone else would be able to answer that kind of question.
No, it definitely is him. How would he know that? How would he know that?
Yeah, that's a deep
cut. Oh, I just happen to know. Oh, yeah, I'm just some random guy, but I happen to know.
Yeah, the most private thing about Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, well, anyway, Eliza, I have fun tonight on the show.
Oh, my God, thank you, Jerry.
I call in here and there, you know.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
You like coffee.
I do. You see my show on
Crackle.
Yeah, it definitely is him.
No,
it's definitely me.
I'm not familiar, but I just had heard you like coffee.
Comedians in cars with coffee.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good idea.
Oh, my God, Jay Leno.
Anyway, Jay Leno's here, too.
Anyway.
Wow, you like denim.
Hey, I heard the Jay Leno. I heard that Jay Leno lives over there in the rafters. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Todd, it's Jay. I live up here with Mavis. Mavis, say hi to everybody.
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, we live up in the rafters.
I live in the rafters also.
Yeah, me and Jay, we like it up here.
We eat rats and paper.
Yeah, we eat rats and paper.
What do you mean, eat rats and paper?
You know, rats sometimes, yes. But paper sometimes.
Mavis,
also.
Mavis and I.
And that's me.
We eat rats and paper.
We eat rats and paper.
Sure we do.
Mm.
All righty. Bye.
All right, so listen. In a minute, it's going to be all you. Is
what
everybody
a great
good?
Conversation that was.
Shut the fuck up.
And we got to witness it.
What you get to talk now?
Yeah, what a great conversation.
What is that?
It's his birthday.
No,
oh,
what a
treat.
He can talk all he wants. He can talk all he wants. He does nothing wrong. I'm afraid to say that because then he might get where he does. But up to now, nothing wrong. Aristotle is perfect.
Do you think there's anybody out there that doesn't like Aristotle?
Aristotle.
I fucking hate that guy.
I know it's hard for you to answer that question.
No, I told Eric immediately, like people from high school. For sure.
No, but...
Oh, yeah, the people who were like, he took all my eye makeup.
Wait, why would he take their eye makeup?
That was Have you heard about him in high school?
Why? What? You wore a lot of eye makeup?
I wanted to, and then I got to, for my sister's birthday, I got to dress up as Jack Sparrow, but for the week before it, I was practicing.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote, practicing.
Well, you were creative and a forward thinker even then, expressing yourself however the fuck you want to.
Goth little Aristotle.
That's right. Right. My brother said something very, you know, the kids that are goth sometimes, and he teaches elementary school, he goes, you know what, sometimes, because I used to be the same way. I would see that goth people, I'm embarrassed to say it now. You know when you go back, when you maybe grew in a certain area, and then you're like, you go back there, and even saying it makes you embarrassed, so you try to change. Yeah, I guess I would mock that type of, you know, oh, they're goth. But that, sometimes they, it's the only way they can express themselves artistically. And then sometimes they find other ways. And in the beginning, in high school, sometimes that's it. They just don't feel like everybody else. They and I get it now, and I think it's, mm-hmm. whatever it is, it's beautiful. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I wasn't goth, and all my friends would always be like after high school, were like, you were goth. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. I wasn't goth. I knew goth girls. They would carry around dead roses. They knew, like, people's death dates. That wasn't me. And then they would see photos of me and be like, this girl with the black hair, who wearing all black and combat boots, that's a goth girl. That's you? And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't have the flair that the real goths did. You know, I didn't like the right music. But I did that's the way, like, expressing myself, trying to put out the idea, I am not like
the
normal people.
And it's okay. All the time. And then, you know what I learned, though? They're always, I used to think they were not, like if I was in the elevator and someone got in that was like that, they weren't friendly. They always are.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is reach out and say,
do you like The Cure?
Why does Duncan's voice have reverb in it? His laugh,
like
not
it.
Even his voice. That's all I leave this reverb in. It makes it fun. But we talk about the times of your life when she's thinking back now to all these times.
Ah, yes.
Look at this.
The many times of my life.
We have a slideshow of you. Do you mind if we go through
it? No, let's please.
Will you explain the slide?
Sure. Right, okay.
Let it. I slipped away.
So many times. And suddenly it's hard to find. So many times. We all have memories.
Now we're going to show some pictures here. What is this? Hold on, let's...
Oh, yes. That's me and my horse, Juniper. Oh, Juniper was the sweetest little
pony.
Now,
she's eating it. You have an apple pie she's eating?
Mm-hmm. She would only eat them cooked into a pie. Most horses like them raw, not Juniper.
Oh, she liked the owl because they eat the... Let me see another picture here.
Okay.
Keep going through one.
That's Rodney, my drama teacher.
Oh, now were you in him? How old are you there?
I'm 17.
How old's he?
45? I didn't have anyone else to take
black?
To prom.
Yeah, why are you wearing all black?
It was
there?
A sad prom. I was expressing myself and my feelings.
What's
Rodney
that?
Always encouraged that.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
If it's out of line,
memories.
Are you.
Hmm?
Do you have a crush on him?
Oh, I mean. What girl doesn't have a crush on her 45-year-old drama teacher?
Wow. Look at this. What's this one here? Oh.
Come on, John.
Who put that in there? John.
My father said I had to take pictures of it every time I went. It was for the doctor. I had a problem. I ate too much mint from the garden, and it turned my poop green.
Now, this is this...
Don't you love turtles? Look at them all. They're all friends.
How many turtles did you have? Hold on. I'm only doing it by the circumference because
mm-hmm.
you're in that.
Yeah.
That's like 30 turtles.
Oh, at least. 30, 32, 33.
Where are you at in that picture?
I'm in a turtle sanctuary.
Oh, go to the next picture. Let me see this one. Mm-hmm. Now, this is your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a turtle. Oh, what's that? A turtle poster?
Yes. In my family... We didn't believe in putting people and TV stars on a pedestal. Instead, I had crushes on turtles.
Wow. You know what I feel like doing? Just throwing you the most obnoxious things and see how you handle them.
Go for it.
Let me see this next picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What are you doing to that parrot?
Oh, well, I used to teach parrots how to dance, but you
by
can't
dance... By sticking a finger up their ass?
Well, you can't dance without inspiration. It's the way Liza learned it. It's the way that my bird learned it. And she was one of the greats.
Let me see this. What's this next? Oh, what is... Oh, my God. Mm. What is this? You had a... That's your... I'm horrible at this.
You asked to do it.
I know, but I want you to explain the pictures. Well, okay, let's see the next picture. Here. Oh, what is that?
Oh, that's the tiny princess castle I built with old teeth. Most people would give the waiter tooth fairy. I kept, oh,
whoa, what is this?
Look at this.
Oh, my God. I don't know. How old are you there?
I'm 24. I'm 24.
You're wearing a diaper at a public pool. It looks like. I don't understand.
It was a catalog shoot.
Oh, okay.
For a local catalog.
Why would that be right anyway? Why would that make it okay?
Well, I took any job I could get. I wanted to be an actor.
Like, that's going to make us go.
Oh, the memories.
Oh, wait. Shut up. All right, this is the last one.
This
well,
is
oh,
you.
My God. Oh, come on. Oh. Go through those. Go through all the ugly.
No, Todd,
hey, do me a favor. Just keep going through the ugly ones of me until you get a good-looking
one.
Yeah,
these are like 30 of you, Todd.
Yeah, go. No. Oh, come on. No, keep going. Go. All right, that one right there. That's
how old are you there?
I'm 7. First
so
time
it was like 20 years ago?
Yeah, I did the first time I did stand-up comedy. Do you remember?
Brilliant even then. So many memories.
Put some reverb in your voice. Take it home.
So many memories.
You wake up and time has slipped away.
Dance through the memories. Turtles, remember turtles.
Memories.
Yeah, memories.
Memories. One thing I just spit all over.
To steal your voice. Oh, did you guys hear that? I'm sorry. That was supposed to be a private thought.
It's going to be so much fun. I love when I just, you know, it's like just to me, you know, just, how could that be necessary? Anyway.
You're trying to run a tight ship, and
I
things
run a
just
tight
get so silly.
Exactly. Hey, can I set up a bit for you to do now?
What? Okay.
You're like a
We're
toy.
We're going to do bits?
Yeah, you're a toy for me. Is that wrong?
No, that's why I like doing this show.
You're like a toy, and here's all I want to know. Can we get a run from the bit? If there's ever a time during tonight where there's something I throw at you, because I get excited around people like you,
Eddie Pepitone and Andy Kindler,
because... What did you just say?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
No, I was on the Getting Dug with High. I don't mean to brag.
Oh!
Lovely, fancy! There's a big star in the room, I guess. Oh, wow!
I'm getting a live stream
everyone.
On YouTube and
Can
Amazon.
We breathe? Can we breathe? My.
Game time.
Excuse me. There's a name on the floor. Did you drop this?
Oh!
Oh, yes. I think you picked up. Drop this name.
Got him.
By the way, whenever you drop a good drop, when I go, oh, because it blindsides me, and I love it every time. Good musical drops. Sometimes they really... Now that's out of
line. You know who loves to do that? Stephen Sondheim. I can't tell you how I know.
Oh.
JK.
Guess what? We got to wrap it up.
Okay. That's it?
That's the show. No. So what I wanted to do, number one, this is done. Well, Bobby McFerrin, I want you to do, no, Bobby McFerrin, he's the one who did that thing. I think Liza could do something cool.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Let me do this. You're not far off, by the way. You're not far off.
They keep broken wings at learn to fly. Oh, my God, I can do it.
You want reverb? Always give her reverb. She loves reverb.
I do.
You really like it, right?
Do me a favor.
And I'll edit this out.
Okay. Sure.
Just like, talk about how much you love reverb. I don't look crazy. Because that whole audience thinks.
I love reverb.
No, let me
come
back.
Reverb is my favorite.
Reverb. You're going to have to say it. It makes no big deal. Or anything. I don't really care. Reverb.
Reverb.
Okay. No, that's okay. By the way, no.
I'm saying it, right?
Reverb.
Reverb.
No. Okay, no, guys. Duncan, come on. It's okay. We'll do the bit.
Oh,
Aristotle,
God. What am I doing wrong?
To George Global,
I can't hear it.
To George Global, edit this out. Let's have a conversation.
Okay.
We're not even recording this.
Right, great.
Okay. It's okay. By the way, I said I have a hard time saying facilities. I can't even say it wrong when I want to say it wrong.
I can't say literally.
Yeah, right. I can't say domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm patient with you.
I can't say time.
Oh, you got it.
Say re. Can you say re?
Re.
Okay. Va.
Va.
Reva.
Reva.
Reverb. A verb. Reverb. I don't know.
Reverb.
I don't know. Can I get some reverb? Verb.
Oh, like.
Now let me fill you in in case you know, there's so much going on. That will play.
Always is.
That matter of fact tonight. I know I've said it before. If you can play that more than you've ever played it before, and our listeners will listen to old shows, they'll listen to old shows, and they're going to judge. They're going to tweet. They're going to, he did it. You, out of nowhere, play this all night, more than ever before. You'll say something, out of nowhere, we hear this. You know.
So what I like on my mic is just a little bit of reverb.
It's one full of money, two for the show. Do you get ready?
All right, so that's it. So reverb.
Reverb.
Yes, there you go.
Great.
That's a guy who got tired of teaching something. There you go.
Can I get a little reverb on this light?
Can I get some reverb?
On this light right
it's
here?
It's almost
this
adorable
light?
If someone's going, can I get some reverb, please?
Mm. Oh, yeah. You know what it is? It's the vulnerability. It's the vulnerability.
It's the vulnerability. Boom. That was another hard one. It's the vulnerability.
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 It's vulnerability. Oh.
But we're
people
not
like mistakes.
We're
going to
go
mistakes.
So slow. We're going to go so slow that...
Okay.
I almost want to get this out of the way in the cold opening. This is a cold opening.
Oh, shit. Wait, this isn't the real show yet?
No, this is just a cold opening.
Why are we dropping this?
When do we start?
If I play Bobby, what's his name, Bobby?
McFerrin?
Will you try to do something like that with us, with your music abilities? I'll play
sure.
His. He learns that the audience pretty much knows these, you know, bum, 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 higher, lower.
Oh, okay, so I got to, like, orchestrate you
guys? Yeah,
like, yeah, I can do that. Something no problemo.
Expectations?
Please.
Do you want to hear his first?
Sure. Yeah, let's see what I'm up against.
Here we go. So he teaches to an audience that's never heard this.
All right.
I love it. It's beautiful and it's unity and it's really special.
Talking about expectations?
Expectations.
Just what? Turns to the audience.
Ba, ba.
A no-brainer,
that's
right?
It?
So can you do that with us?
Yeah.
Do you want to go up to the microphone and the stage?
What?
Why is that so funny?
Like, you don't want to get up. What? I don't want to.
Sitting. Do I have to?
No, not at all. Okay. I love you for...
Who's got mics?
Can I
you
tell
got
you?
Mics, you got
we
mics,
all
you
have
got
mics.
Mics.
We
you got one
mics.
Mic. You don't have a mic.
He has a mic.
You do have a mic. Do you have a mic?
Yes.
Okay, he doesn't have a
but
mic.
But he's with Duncan, and they'll be
okay.
Both heard on that mic. Let Duncan be closer to the mic. He has a, he can actually, you know, sing.
So first...
No.
First
no.
You need a...
Necessary.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was rude. You're right. Aaron, I can't... Aaron started to cry.
You need a bass line.
Okay.
So we'll go bum, 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 bum.
Oh, hold on. Can I interrupt you for a second?
What?
Don't be mad at me. Can we get some reverb in all our voices?
All of them, ooh. Please. Just a little reverb.
Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.
And I won't interrupt you again.
No.
Because it's so funny because Aristotle's so nice and so perfect and you're so sweet. I want
how
you
dare
to.
You?
Why don't you like
yell at
him about
Aristotle?
More? You're sick and tired of the shit.
What the fuck is this? Did we not say reverb? That's reverb. That's reverb, Aristotle. Jesus Christ! How do you? Why do people keep talking to you? You're garbage, and you know it. You know it inside, and you. And it's not a surprise that I'm telling you this.
Wow. Okay. Hey, be nice to him. What if I edit it to make you look horrible? Like they take out the whole part where I asked you to do that bit. So I'm gonna now on, I'm gonna let you go. We have all reverb in our voice. We have Aristotle's
what part
on
do you
drums.
Because I feel like
I like
finicky.
Bomb. No.
Oh my God.
Just a little finicky.
No, you
just
could do no
bit.
Wrong.
Okay.
I might be finicky, but here's the thing. Let's take some time and talk about that.
Okay.
I might be finicky, but you could do no wrong on this show. Like you're
all
just
right,
great.
But I just want to make sure you have the
you
part
wanna make
you
sure
want.
I'm, yeah. I think the you're right. The bum bum. You know, like how are
so
we
like a bass line. You want
like,
you want to be in that bass
yeah,
line.
And then
so
will
I'm gonna
you,
have you
will
in the band.
Will
do
you
the
do
bass
something
line.
With it? Like,
yeah.
Okay, great.
It's gonna be easy.
So here's what I think. I think it sounds better when we all move away from the mic a little bit and just do it into the air.
Okay.
Okay. So then you'll give us reverb.
Reverb. We got.
You want some
reverb? A little bit of reverb.
Reverb.
Thank you. Reverb.
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 A little less. Reverb.
Reverb. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's get it like a dun dun, 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 dun. Not these guys.
Oh, no.
Just you and the band.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. No, no, am I doing it wrong?
Listen to what they're doing.
Okay, let me hear.
Dun, dun.
I'm going to let them do it.
Dun, 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 dun.
You sing that. Dun,
dun, dun, dun,
dun. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. This is my band.
Dun,
it
dun,
isn't
dun,
some band.
Dun,
this dun, is my dun, band.
Dun,
this is
dun,
a cappella,
dun,
yeah.
Dun,
dun.
There you go.
Wow.
Yay.
So if I understand what you're saying, oh, I'm freaking out. On the phone, uh-huh. This is, I might cry. On the phone is Aristotle had a music producer listen in on that.
Quincy Jones.
And she is on the phone. It's Quincy Jones.
Hello.
Is this Quincy Jones?
Are you getting me? Are you getting me? Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Quincy. What did you think of what you just heard?
Hello, my name is Quincy Janet Jones.
Oh, Quincy Janet Jones.
And what I want to say is that was genius brilliance.
You liked it?
Oh, my God. I liked it so much. I barfed, and then I ate it, and then I barfed again.
Oh, my God. That means a lot in the music industry,
that's
I heard.
That's the gold standard.
Did you like all the reverb?
The reverb was amazing. The orchestration. What I liked was each part. I loved each part. I can't lose a single bit of it. But listen, I need some investment money from you.
Oh, shut up. Hang up on her. I knew this was bullshit. You're not. You're just trying to. Yeah. Guess what I have?
What?
I have some words over here for you. This is going to be the opening.
Okay.
That's a. Here's why other shows, and I think you've understood. You know, you understand. Other shows are getting nervous. What time do we start? By the way, the show 7:15. I'm going to do this right. There's going to be no edits tonight. Is this clock work? What time is it?
It's 7:35.
Oh, it does work.
It's
and what 7:35. Time do we start?
We get
started
at 7:35.
15?
God damn
yes.
It, Aristotle.
Okay, we started at 7:15. I want to know that.
7:10.
Don't try to trick me, Aristotle. I know you're trying to do.
It's he wants full of money.
Bye. Hey, by the way, if you're sitting at home or wherever you listen to the show, remember, everybody in the studio is wearing bow ties except me and Eliza, but it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the band looks great. And
I'm wearing a t-shirt that pays tribute to the movie Videodrome.
It's one full of money.
You vote show. So what I'd like you to do, that's a cold opening, and that's why other shows are getting nervous, because other shows drop this as a show. They're like, I think that's good. There's enough content there. Mm. We go, oh, my
Let's
dear.
Let's do a cold open.
It's a cold
Let's
opening.
Do an act one.
Thank you.
Let's do it act two.
Is it enough for a cold opening? Yes, but it's not enough for the content of a whole show. So
no,
now,
no.
Do we have the karaoke version of this? It's such, the Mr. Rogers song. I think that's how we start the show. And would you mind giving a stab at this?
Sure, no, let's do it.
Do we have it's such?
It's
no, it's not that. It's a different one. So we're gonna put a lot of reverb. In. And you can I give you like you'll do this however you want, and then I might ask you to do it another way.
Sure, okay.
Do you mind if I throw stuff at you?
Not at all.
Oh, by the
why
way,
I come here.
Here's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I did when I was doing that show that I mentioned, you know, getting the. I said to do.
Wait, no, what was the show? Sorry, I think I missed it earlier.
I said to do Nancy. I said to do Nancy Grace. And then I said, do it again, but do it this way. He goes, what do you think? I'm James Adomian? Love, not in a mean way, but like, I know, because like, I'm giving. Because you're right, when I'm around James, Eddie, or someone like you. It's like a toy for
what,
me.
What, people like me? Like my type of people?
Yeah,
is that?
You know what I'm talking
you
about.
People?
You funny fucks. I knew I could make you not mind it. Yeah, but no. It's this is a Mr. Rogers.
I thought you were explaining.
Which one did you think I was explaining?
Run, 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 run from
How
the bit.
How dare you think I wanted to run from this pit.
Run from the pit.
No, it's fine. So anyway, okay. This is the opening of the show.
Okay.
And then I want to make sure you know this song. It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Yeah.
Right.
I know this show.
Okay. How do you want to do it? Can we talk about how you're going to do it?
You tell me, man.
I don't know.
You're the producer.
I don't know. Maybe like overly 1920s, overly like jazzy.
Ooh, okay. I'll see what I can do.
Or whatever.
Like, all right. Let's hear that track.
If you ever want Run from the Bit, all you got to do is give him the peace sign. He plays Run from the Bit. You never.
Yeah. Give you one of these?
That means Run from the Bit
okay,
on this show.
Wait, I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Let me put my trash away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at you. It's Eliza Skinner's our guest, everybody. This is the opening of the Todd Glass Show.
That is an intense title card, yes.
Wow.
It does not match the song.
Can you get some reverb?
Oh, I'm so glad you're all here. Oh, hello. Oh, and you too? Oh, I love this. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Hello. I'm glad we're together again.
What? God damn it. Okay, you're not done.
What?
Oh, can you take that and times it times two? I mean,
okay.
It's
yeah,
who
give
are
it
you?
Me.
Where
give
are you performing? Let's
give
paint.
It to
where,
me.
Where,
give it to me. Give it to me.
Where are you performing at? Let's decide. Are you in a Vegas act or are you in like
I thought I was in like a shitty club in New York.
Okay, like, okay. And people come
Holiday
in.
Holiday Inn Lobby.
They
yes.
Right, Holiday Inn Lobby.
And she's like, I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna.
And you know
a
what?
Big break.
She might.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she might. Sure. Actually, probably I was performing in the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit. But that's usually where I'm performing in my mind. That's where the madness comes from.
So one of our band members is walking around the room. So here we go.
Okay.
Oh, is it too much to ask you to turn it up twice?
Never.
And by the way, after this,
challenge
here's how nice
me.
I am. Someone else is going to give Eliza Skinner a suggestion on how to do it. And then that'll be the last time we do it.
Okay,
and
okay.
Now I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Jesus.
And then the winner gets to give Eliza anyway. She'll give her some, like, how to sing it. So here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I love that I get to be first, though, because it's my birthday.
Wait.
Well, it's Aristotle's birthday, but what he wants, I want. So excited. My knees hurt because they're itching because I'm so excited how she's going to do this.
Oh, good morning, Daddy. Oh, well, you're here and you're here and everybody's here. Oh, it's a beautiful day. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? I don't know. Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in the beauty wood. A neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
She's putting both her hands under
her
cheek.
I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please, Daddy? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Baby sleepy.
Oh, I love you. God. It's so everything that pleases me. I knew you'd deliver. I knew you'd deliver. If I can get you in, you know what I would do if I was sick in my head?
Oh, no. Oh, God, what? if you were.
If I was sick in my head, like I was going to, you know, like pull a, what was the movie where she tied him up to the bed?
And, Misery.
Misery. Misery.
If I was going to Misery, I'd get you.
Misery sounds like a good time to me.
If it's... I'd get you, Eddie Pepitone. There might be four. I don't want to have to pressure thinking right now. Definitely be you and Eddie Pepitone. And I basically hold you against your will to do bits with me.
You should do that. We would have fun. Eddie Pepitone,
by the way,
and I did I did his podcast. But it was like,
I did Eddie Pepitone's podcast.
Be Eddie Pepitone. Eddie Pepitone.
Everyone wants to hear
guys, I'm sorry. I'm very important. I'm very important. And I know a lot of celebs.
I think I do need to take a little reverb out of Duncan's microphone. And John and Aaron Simon.
They haven't earned the reverb.
You're doing a great job over there. And what do you? Well, that's even better. The way you play that ratchet is like you play it like a fuck. You play it like a fuck on acid. You know, like you play that like a fuck on acid.
Is that on your t-shirt?
That's a new shirt we're selling.
You gotta have a shirt that says you play that like a fuck on acid. That's what everybody wants to wear to school. But I did Eddie's podcast and we had to just talk like adults. And I feel like just doing stupid bits would be way more.
Oh, he's
way more our speed.
He's fun to. He's fun too. He's very. James Adomian. But you know what? I don't care for his lifestyle. It's one full of money
for the show. His agenda.
His agenda. So
it's
anyway,
very loaded.
I am not afraid with you to make this. Like, don't feel pressure. I love when someone says bailout because the audience loves it. It shows.
I'm never gonna bail.
No, but you know what it shows? It shows like if you ever want to, you might. Sometimes someone won't hold it up for three shows, and then they'll use it three times in one show. I love it. It says that never do anything. Okay, so here we go. With that in mind, I'm gonna pick her from one. Does everyone want to participate in a style to tell? And that's the last time we're doing the.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, now you don't speak. Now you just got a bell?
Sure, it's Aristotle's birthday.
Oh, now
birthday.
He's Harpo. Okay.
Yeah, look at Aristotle celebrating his birthday over there.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Play it again.
Aristotle, you can hear us singing behind that glass,
Happy
right?
birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Wow. I am pausing for a reason.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you.
Sure, I have a what is this, everybody? What? Tell the audience what I'm holding.
It's a kazoo trumpet.
It's a kazoo trumpet. That's what you get for your birthday, asshole. All right, so I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 10. If everybody wants to pick it, I'm going to think of it now. Then the closest person will get to be the one that gives a lie.
Are you going to write it down?
No, I'm an honest person. Okay, I have the number in my head, believe me. Okay, Aristotle?
3.
Okay. Oh, no, you don't get to pick. You're
7.
Okay.
10.
Okay.
2.
4.
Okay, is this
it was 10.
Ah. Fuck.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so what will it be? And you have 10 seconds to decide. I make all the rules.
Can you sing it like Mr. Rogers?
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, I could try.
If I won, I would have gave it to Aristotle.
Yeah, John, that was pretty rude.
Oh.
Oh.
God.
my goodness, John. What? Oh, it's Aristotle.
No, it's his birthday.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Go ahead. Like Mr. Before- Rogers. All right, here we
okay.
go.
That's Mr.
a
Edges.
Hard one, actually.
It is.
But I like it because it's nothing like I was thinking
okay,
of.
Neighbor.
And I'm happy.
Hi.
John, and happy birthday to you, Aristotle.
I have to admit, I tried something sneaky that didn't work. When you, before you were going to ask us for the number, I rang the bell three times to hopefully get you to thinking three so I would.
Oh, you were trying mind control.
Yeah, that sounds like
that shit backfired.
Can I tell you what I was afraid of? That I would forget it, so I just went with 10 because I knew I'd remember.
Should have rang it 10 times, Aristotle.
This
and
is.
Can I tell you, can I cheat and to George Carlin? I'm only going to do it once. After this, I'm going to let Aristotle pick one.
What? Oh, I got to do it again?
Oh, no.
No,
never
that's
mind.
Fine. I love it.
Here we go. You know, you don't even have to do the whole song. Maybe do halfway through, whatever
okay.
you want. Okay, here we go.
I don't know how well I'm going to do in this one.
I know. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, hi, neighbor.
Oh.
I'm so glad you're here with me today. Later, we'll go to the neighborhood of make-believe. And we'll see how pencils are made.
We love
you always wonder? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? I suffered from having a female voice that whole time.
You know what? You really stuck it to her good, John Brand Wagner. Before the show, he said
this.
He goes,
"You need a man voice for it." I did my best.
Oh, are you asking me to do it? No.
No, I'm. Why would I be doing that?
Well, you said I had a beautiful voice the last time you were here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I say, of course, you got a beautiful voice.
Well, I'm glad we did that. And here's a bit I have for you that I'm very excited for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bit we've been doing on the show called Stop the Band. And this band, look, the word out on the street is that they gave my...
Stop the Band!
No, we're like, Stop the Band! They're playing okay. for you. You know, you're singing. Maybe they play for you. Maybe you're the conductor. Oh, how about that? We bring you in here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm giving you too much. Am I killing you?
No.
Okay. So, there's a few ways you can do it. I think this is the best way. Instead of you being the singer, they're just... You know, you're the conductor,
uh-huh.
so I'll play the singer. But okay. believe me, I'm going to do. You're not going. I'm not going to use it to sing. I'm going to literally okay. do the. You
and
know,
I'm
the last
stop
five.
The band.
You're the conductor. We brought you in because
and then
this
I tell
band.
You why.
This band, you can't stop them. They stop and then they go. So you can I. If I give you too much direction, I would say I think angry is always funny. Like
okay,
you are
angry.
So sick of these guys.
These motherfucking
they
guys.
Yeah, there. Yeah, because
these
they almost stop.
These motherfuckers.
They almost stop.
Ah.
And then the guy plays the slide whistle. You're in their face because can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
Yeah, you're tired of it because you're going to lose. If you lose your job because you can't stop
of these
them.
These assholes?
Yeah, so you get in
oh,
their face.
No.
Matter of fact, I suggest for this, you know, you don't have to get up, but if you do, picture the conductor. I just stay at the microphone the whole time.
Sure.
Because I'm waiting for my conductor who you were brought in because I can't
I took
stop
a bus
this fucking
here.
Band. You took a bus. And you have coattails, they're too
yeah.
long.
Yeah, they get dirty all the time.
Yeah. Maybe this is too much pressure.
Let's
on you.
Do it.
Do it? Okay.
It's never too much pressure.
So I'll go up and I'll act like I'm the performer. You're the conductor.
Okay.
You stop them. You threaten them. Whatever you have to do because
sure.
you got to, and you know guys how to do it. You know, just when you finally stop record, you know, the thing, just when she thinks, all right, I got him under control.
Guys.
The drummer hits the drum. Aristotle, you're part of the band tonight. Here we go. I'm going to go up to the mic, everybody, so you imagine what I'm doing.
Oh, he's really doing it. You guys, he's really going up to the mic. I mean, he already had a mic, but there's another mic that he's going up to. It's a small stage. It's moody.
Hello. Okay.
Oh, it's very Twin Peaks.
What's the last two words? Last two words of a song I could be coming out of? Fly me to the moon. I want to go where...
No.
Wait, stop! Stop the band! Stop the band! That's it! Stop! You! All of you, stop!
Stop this band!
Stop the band!
That's not what I wanted!
Now listen! No! Stop it! You have to be on the beat. It's not your count. You're not doing my count. It's my count. Okay? Yeah, you guys are all about to be fired. You're going to be out on your ass in the street. Hey, Joker! I can hear all of that! You fucking jokers! Oh, you think you're funny? Oh, you're a funny band, huh? That's what it is? You're a clown band? Is that what this is? Oh, that's cute. That's real cute. Oh, look at me. I can strum things. I can hit things with a stick. Yeah, well, you know what? You can all go fuck yourselves with those sticks and strums. How about that? You think I'm ever going to hire you again? I'm going places.
Can I make a suggestion? You get almost mean, like so mean, because you're going to lose your job and you have a baby.
I have a baby.
You need the money.
I need the money.
You're tired of these guys. They fuck up. Why can't you get them to stop playing?
Just stop playing the fucking music. It's not even music. You're just making noises. I've got a baby named Kimberly at home, and she needs this gig money. Don't you dare. If you fucking touch it again. Oh, God damn it. That's it. I'm going to come over there and kill you. I'm coming over there to kill you all. I'm going to murder you. That's all I got in me.
What do you mean that's all you have
in
you?
I don't have far to go with anger.
You know what? Good for you. You know what I realized? Anger, and this was a test.
Because here's what I wanted to do.
You wanted
stop the band! Listen. I'm in love with you. We can pretend like I'm a conductor and you're a singer and this is just a job, but God, I'm in love with you and I think you love me too. And I think we can give this a shot.
And we can get this band, if we're on the same page, this band will maybe go along with us.
Fuck the band.
Get rid of the band.
Venue.
Like
fuck
Cookie Jar in Vegas. He got rid of his band.
Let's get in a car and let's drive into the ocean.
You want to take a ride? Do you want to get in the car?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's all get in the car. I've never done this with a guest before, but let's get in the car. And I want to make sure we have all the doors shut, because last time we didn't shut all the doors.
How many doors are there?
Eric, shut your door, please.
Sorry.
Simon, shut your door.
At least 5 doors.
Okay, so shut the doors. Aristotle, shut your door.
Oh, sorry, guys. Hopping in real quick.
That was the trunk.
Okay, that was the trunk. Okay, John, shut your door.
Well, this is stuck. This one's stuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I think the seatbelt's in the way.
Get the seatbelt out of the way.
Child safety locks on. Take the child safety lock.
Yeah, get the seatbelt out. No, you got to get the seatbelt.
Now you're just opening it.
Oh, don't keep just shutting it. Let's get the seatbelt out of the way.
It's not sticking.
Hold on. Guys. You can't just keep shutting it and shutting it and shutting it. Let me move the seatbelt out of the way.
No, my bow tie. Left it back in.
Okay, everybody, please listen.
Oh, shit, I need to get out.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yeah, I got to run back in the house. I forgot.
Well, shut your door.
I'll be honest, I'm scared of cars.
Oh, are you serious? Ooh. Well, let me just start it up. If it doesn't seem comfortable, you don't have to take the ride. Let me start the car up. I always talk what I'm going to do.
Shut it off.
No, okay, we don't have to go for a ride. Take a deep breath. You're fine.
I'm sorry, I just get so scared.
No, Liza.
I only ride in buses.
No. First of all.
Buses and trains. Sometimes if it's nasty, planes.
All right, let's all get out.
No. Hold on. Let me talk to her first.
I'm okay. Sorry, that was silly. I'm okay.
No, it's not silly.
No, I'm all right.
No, your concerns or your things that you're scared of are not fake. Mm. So if we don't, you seem like you feel a little better now.
Yeah, I feel great.
If we could take a road trip,
yes,
we could. But you know what? I also don't mind. You think you're okay?
I'm fine.
Let's start up the car. Are you sure?
Start it. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Start it up. No big deal.
All right, let me start it up.
Okay.
Here we go. Where's my...
No,
shut it off. Okay, let's not take a ride. You know what? Let's forget about it.
No, come on.
Well,
come
I feel
on.
Like
what, just because of me? I was being silly. It was a joke.
Do you know how to do deep breathing exercises?
Yes. Ooh.
Maybe we get a hypnosis.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, we maybe, saved a spot maybe, in the back for maybe, Johnny Colorado. He's about to get in.
Maybe we... Oh, Johnny, shut
there
the
go.
Door.
Yeah, there he is.
Maybe you could take some breathing if you're feeling nauseous, because I'd really like
sure.
to take this ride.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Okay, that ooh. Might be a little...
Ooh.
Okay,
that
all right, start
good.
The car.
Ooh.
Okay, you're fine.
Ooh. Ooh.
You're good. Yes. Here we go. Start okay. the car.
No, no, okay. no, 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 no.
No, do your breathing. Do your breathing.
No, no,
do your breathing.
No, no,
do your breathing.
No, no,
do your breathing.
No, 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 no.
Everything's fine. What could go wrong?
Oh shit! Watch out!
No, 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 no.
Oh shit!
No, don't do that.
Don't go.
No, 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 no.
Ah shit!
I'm embarrassed.
It's not your fault.
It's
kind of was.
It's a little my fault.
It was a little.
I shouldn't have grabbed the wheel.
Well, you got nervous and you were trying.
I really thought I was okay that time. But yeah, I get a little nervous.
I thought
with
of
driving.
Something funny. Okay, if we start the car up, this is horrible.
Okay.
If we start it up and then we're driving and then we go into the lake every time or whatever, the river, whatever. What do we go into? We go into a pond.
Yeah, we'll do a pond.
A pond?
Okay.
But ditch. What if... no, I don't remember the bit. I had a direction to take it, and I don't. But you know what? That's the advantage of having my own show.
Yay.
I don't have to worry about it. What I'd like
it's
to do...
It's the Who Show?
Run, run, run.
Thank you.
Run from
wow.
the bit. Run, run, run. Run from
run
the
from
bit.
The bit.
Run, 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 run,
away from
run,
it.
Run, run, run,
run
from the bit.
Run from the bit.
Run, 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 run from the bit.
You got me running from the bit.
I said this was going to be a very professional show. So what I'd like to
so
do now...
So you lied off the bat.
Well, no, I tell you the truth, I'm having a great time. But I'm going to go to my list of things.
Sure.
I'm going to go to my list of things. How are you doing? Do you have any questions for me? Are you
how
familiar
do you make
with...
a Chicago-style dog?
How?
I have any questions for you.
A Chicago-style dog. I don't know. Hot dog?
Yeah.
Probably beer and pudding.
And celery salt. Don't forget the celery salt.
You gotta have celery salt. This is Jerry Seinfeld. You know, do you ever look out this window? No, I don't want to do anything too difficult. I just want to keep it...
It's never going to be
why
too difficult.
Why can't we just talk?
We should just talk.
Other shows.
What is this, Eddie Pepitone's podcast?
Thank you. Eddie Pepitone, all he does is talk.
No.
He's
chit-chat,
embarrassed.
Chit-chat.
Well, have okay. you seen that documentary about him?
Bitter
yes.
Buddha. Oh, the Bitter
oh, yeah,
Buddha.
Buddha. Oh, Bitter Buddha. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Steve
Fine Arts? Steve oh, yeah, no,
Bitter
I've heard
Buddha.
Steve Fine Arts.
BitterBuddha.com.
Yeah.
I heard he's directing the new Han Solo.
Yeah,
I think you can buy it on iTunes as well.
A lot of people love it. It's a big hit.
I love Stephen Fine Arts.
A lot of
people are very into it. Very popular.
And then he directs it in Special.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in Ruins.
Don't we have another intro for Eliza? Eliza, God damn it. Let's introduce her.
Eliza.
Eliza. What did I say?
You said Jennifer.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Eliza Skinner here with us through the night. She is the guest all night. We're happy she's here.
It's me.
Skinner, she is
it's
our
me.
Guest for the whole show.
It's
Eliza
me.
Skinner.
It's
she's
me.
The guest on the show. Eliza Skinner. Do da 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 da.
Do
do do do do. How much could you go to do 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 da da? Make this sound good. Do 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 da da do do do.
Do 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 da da. Do 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 da da da. Do 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 da 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 da. Do 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 da da da.
I gotta tell the audience every time they do it, I totally got into you doing that. By the way, I love you. You're so great.
Likewise.
I mean, so I closed my eyes and I was like enjoying it. I open it up. They do that thing where everybody's giving you the finger. When it, there's a lot of times on the show where you close your eyes because it helps you get there a little better being in the dark, like the audience is. Mm-hmm. And then I open up, and they're all giving me the finger, and I melt every time. So here's what we're going
to
do.
It's funny how we like it when people are mean to us.
Do you? How about I let you pick?
Me pick?
Yeah, what we do next.
From a list?
Well, it's
or
sort
just
of
out
a
of
list.
The air.
Well, it's a few
Let's
things.
Let's be snowmen. No.
The swamp full of money. Wow. Show.
Reading here, going now. We there is a few things we could do.
Okay.
Hold on. CB Savage. I don't know what'll come out of that. This is just an old.
It has been a while.
We was hunting bear for the
Pause
rocking
it.
Chair.
I don't know what'll come out of this. If we'll just hear it for its absurdity, but it's a song. And do we have the loop of it? Do we have the? Oh, we don't have the loop, even if we wanted to do it. So maybe we shouldn't do. Oh, I guess we have drums. Boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom. Should we play it, or we can play apples and? Oh, we didn't get apples and bananas ready. We could do elephant. There's some people walking by. No, that was like the slideshow. We play the elephant walk, and then we look out the window and we describe what's walking by us. Like, oh, there's a guy.
Sure. Why are you doubting yourself?
You're right. Why am I doubting
All of these
myself?
Are gold.
Okay.
There's nothing on there that's not going to be gold.
Then let's play CB Savage and let it breathe, and let's okay. see what comes out of it. This is real.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair out on I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in West New Mexico.
Listen to
it
the words.
It was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to tears. But we come awake when a CB break come a-ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before, saying,
Break 1-9, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic thinking we might just answer that one.
I'm glad that I'm pausing this. I don't even know if anyone knew. But I love it. I love this one more, and it's easier to do right now. There was another one about, it was a song about a guy that was a trucker, and there was a kid, but the way they reference him, it's so maudlin, a word I'm loving to use, where he's at home and he's in a wheelchair, and he's
the
on
a
CB. The kid's on a wheelchair.
God.
So all the truckers
decide.
Oh,
so he's so lonely.
Right, right.
So
they
he's just CB friends with people.
Right, so it's very much like, you know, now, look, you know, it's a different day, you know, as far as communication. But anyway.
You could be on chat rooms
But
now.
They go, yeah, now they go by there. All the truckers go by. And we're going to find that for next week. And that's that one. And people remember that some of the people that listen to the show know exactly what I'm talking about. That was the other CB song. So they go, we pulled up there. We took that boy. We took him into the, you know, and they took him in the truck and they took him for a ride. But it's so, you don't, why are you looking like you don't know, what, you don't, you think I know, don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I think you do. I'm just curious to where it's going.
Oh, I don't, it goes to where they come get him, but it's so, I can't explain it. I can't do it justice to try to explain it. But I think that, you know, I've used the word maudlin a few times on the show, that then that will be, that's the definition of maudlin. We'll do it next week.
And then when you do a modern day CB?
Modern, what do you mean?
When you
Oh, that. Sure, that's right. We can do modern day CBs because they're on the phone. They're like, you know, there's a lot of traffic up here. you know, they're not.
Breaker. Right,
none of that anymore. Now there's like, you know, it's just.
Breaker. I'm in a wheelchair at home. No one calls me.
They're just on the phone. I have all my phone voices. So hard to find. Okay, so hold on.
Okay.
We're gonna finish this song.
I'm a professional.
Yeah,
there's a lot of traffic up here.
That's modern day.
So I was walking and my friend was there and we were listening to the phone and then somebody they called me up and I was like, hey, I'm not alone.
There's a lot of traffic up there.
Yeah.
So this
I
is
did that song now.
This is the rest of this song. Here's the beautiful part about this, and I love the word to George Carlin because you don't have to use it when it's anything important. I forgot this song. Like, is it a joke? It's been a long time. So I'm loving listening to it to get a grasp of what the angle of this was. But this was a real song. Like this, well, I'm sure it was in the novelty section.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's like tapping their foot to this.
No. It was in the novelty section of songs. But here we go. Let's finish it.
And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before saying,
Break 19, I'm Phoebe Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any Smokey Bears?
Yeah.
How about some Bear Smokies?
He's funny.
Phoebe Savage here.
Yeah, you doing, buddy?
Come on.
Oh, I'm coming on.
Hello, Mark Maron.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call. When that CB device come back to life, just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies.
I get
could
it.
I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead, and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word.
Eliza, God damn it, Eliza. How could I love someone so much? You think I'd fucking not mess up their name? But my mom used to call me Michael or Spencer,
sure,
my brother's name.
Sure, yeah, my
name.
Parents called me my cat's name.
Yeah, yeah, and thank you. That's why I love even more for that. Is that true?
Yeah, sure.
Because, yeah, my
sister's
mom,
name and my cat's name.
Sometimes my mom would slip in Billy, which was our standard poodle's name.
My sister's name is Emily, and so now, still in my life, people will call me Emily, and I'm like, how did you know? How did you make that? Like, my family, at least, it was like
right.
Emily and Eliza. But like when a weird when
my dad would always
does?
Catch it halfway through, so I was Jake Eric.
Right, that's
God
what
damn
we,
it, Jake Eric. Yeah.
Fred, so, Eliza.
So everybody gets it. You know, you're beautiful.
Eliza,
you all made me feel comfortable. It had nothing to do with anything, and you just we all
yeah,
made
that
me
was
feel
all
great.
A lie. No, that's so, never happened.
Thank you. Thank you both.
I don't
for
have
making,
a dad. I
thanks
got
for
you.
Making up that story just to make me feel better. I would do that to make someone feel better. So this song,
yeah.
You're this is why I paused it. You're taking it in the same way I am, but I'm watching you. You're like,
it's such a
we get
weird...
it's a novelty song, but still like, okay, where is it going?
Do
still,
you remember
even
how it ends?
No, even as a novelty song, what are they? I know it's going to make some weird twist. Like he's an okay guy, you know.
It's such a weird level of homophobia,
right? Because he's
like,
talking in that peculiar voice,
like making fun of this like gay stereotype, but not in a like. And then we beat the shit out of
no,
him. Like
no.
It's not like and he sucks. It's just like well, he's silly.
Right.
it's like such a Paul Lind sort of
right.
homophobia.
It's and I think it takes a turn.
Oh no,
but I'm not sure.
Okay, let's see.
At all, we had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by, and Jay and I started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again.
Oh, God.
I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here.
Pause it.
Come on.
All right,
now
it's,
I would
it's
imagine
a little more sinister here.
I would imagine that I really don't remember to George Carlin, but I think they end up, if I'm guessing right,
Stephanie
it's not
James.
Who they say he okay. is. He's not who he says he okay. is, maybe.
Should we play guess how it ends?
No. Well,
I think me and Aristotle know.
I remember.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay, then don't ruin it for us.
Is it Santa?
No, is it Santa? Okay, we'll let it play out.
Okay, play it.
Here we go.
Come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again.
Hi, saying, it's CB Savage. Does anyone have
ooh,
any...
Ooh, breakaroo.
Ooh.
Hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you.
That's right.
Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white Smokies dressing up for a ticket ride.
Oh.
Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You can start shutting them down anytime now.
pussy.
This is yours.
Pussy. John Brad Wagner has a look on his face. Hold on.
Is that genuine police. Look? Was that a genuine? You were trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, right? Like, is this cop? Why is this cop? What's going on here? Here's the bottom. Everybody that's listening, I only remember from last time. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We had a very clean cut. It's ridiculous, but should we listen to the rest of it and then decide to break it down? Because what I remember is it was very hard to figure out why were the cops. It's obviously a cop, and he's claiming that he went on as this, you know, overly flamboyant person.
He was trying to distract them.
That would only distract,
But why?
To get him to speed? All right, let's listen to the rest.
Savage, the smoke is friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall.
You good?
That is all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, wait. Should we? I feel like I don't want to play it again. No. Who knows what's going on?
They were distracted.
Yeah, it was like a fake voice, basically, he was putting on to, like, distract them. And it
make them
like,
speed?
So they didn't notice the cops.
It said something about infiltrating, so I think they're, like, maybe, like, hauling something illegal
I feel like that's the assumption.
It's
like Smoking the Bandit. They're hauling.
Wow. They're hauling something
they're
illegal.
Hauling
why
Coors.
Did they? I don't understand why they needed the like fake gay voice.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Oh, he's still on the.
I've been on
hold the whole time.
Oh, CB Savage. CB Savage.
Well, first of all,
wait. I thought this wasn't your real voice.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Oh, so you were joking when you did the cop voice?
I was joking when I did the cop voice.
Can you do the cop voice again?
Well, I guess you could say that this isn't my real voice. My regular voice is like this.
Oh, okay.
I tricked y'all. Pull it over.
We have to pull over now, too?
Can go back into
we
this.
Pull over the whole show.
CB Savage. I wish we had that on a loop. It'd be so much fun. Listen here, CB Savage.
This is what you can look forward to next week.
Yes. More of the Todd Glass Show.
My ride's here.
My ride's here.
Okay.
It doesn't count unless it's a real one.
Oh, Aristotle makes the rules now because it's his birthday.
Oh, congratulations, Aristotle.
Oh, it's my birthday. Oh, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you.
Can I show you a new guess?
What happens if I need to go to the bathroom?
We all do.
Everybody all at once?
And look at what we have. Okay. Because we knew, these guys said to George Carlin.
That
before,
it's a girl?
No. To George Carlin. These guys said, sometimes we have to go to the bathroom. During the show, I said, always tell me. Because once you do, first of all, you already had to probably 20 minutes ago. And once we all do, we'll all feel better. So we'll take a break.
Yay!
Can I show you one
water.
Thing before
yes.
that I... Can I show you one thing that is a new character
me.
That I have? And we can go to
yes.
break on this? Okay, this is a new character I have. John Brand Wagner gave me... He did it one night. He just put a gigantic scarf on. And I loved it so much... That I asked him if I could
use a blanket.
He used a blanket as a scarf. So I go, would I love to do that in my act? So what we're going to do when we come back from the break? I know how to tease people. What are they going to hear when we go to break? But when they come back, they're going to be introduced to Todd Glass's new character, fortunately given to him by the great John Brand Wagner. But until we come back, we will hear. I don't know. Why not something nice? This is a great version of. A song that is I Can't Smile Without You. And you know what? Maybe you need to hear it. So let it breathe. Get comfortable. Put on some fresh socks. And this is such an awesome version of this song. I really like the way she does it to George Carlin. It's really beautiful.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you. Cause I feel sad when you're sad. I feel glad whenever you're glad. If you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile without you. Never lost just like a song, and brighten that day. Would have believed that you would pass away. Now what I'll say is light years away. And now I can smile
without you. We've feathered back to the show.
We're very big at feathering back into the show now.
Do you want me to ruin this song for you?
Go ahead.
Okay, let it keep playing. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save you from fear, I give it to someone special. Last week, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, gave it away. That's my way of ruining it. Telling you the other song that it sounds like. So
I don't think
it
ruined
it.
I loved it. As long as we feather back in. Do you notice the way we do our shows now? Even the applause. People thought we feathered back. We didn't. Now we feather back. It's back into the show. Oh, how do you return people from that to...
Do you ever do that that theater warm-up with the rainstorm?
No, what's that?
I don't know if it will work on microphones. Where you start in the... in circle, and everybody starts off going like this. Can you hear it?
Are you scratching on the mic?
Normally, you're just doing this.
Ah.
That's what it is.
And what is it supposed to end up being?
It starts like this, and then, so it goes around in a circle.
Reverb.
So and then you, then.
Why, what's wrong?
Yeah, reverb. So then you start doing.
Reverb. Wow!
It's supposed to sound like the beginning of a rainstorm, and then this, and theater kids like are like, McFerrin. "Yes, we did it. We made art together.
You just did that. That was like Bobby McFerrin. Better. If he was here, I'd punch him in his face, and I like him.
Night,
yes.
Take his broken wings and learn to fly.
So the scarf guy. John put the scarf on one night. He took a blanket and he made a scarf out of it. I thought it was funny. I said, John, I love that so much. I go, I want to have a jingle made. I wanted to really do something with it.
Yeah. Get his own show. Get a spinoff.
And I'm so I'm fantasizing
half
about walking
CBS.
Out on stage. I want to get it on the iPad. Well, I'm going to walk out on stage.
Uh-huh.
If I have a little band that's with me, they'll learn it, but I'll play
tiny
the pre-recorded.
Band. Ooh, like cats with instruments.
Thank you. Hold on. Oh, what is
but
that
they would like walk away from the instrument, so you have to be like, get back there. Play it. Maybe like,
mommy. So, you know what Rory said, Scovel said? He goes, Todd, why don't
boo!
You...
Fuck Rory Scovel! Fuck Rory Scovel!
Just a joke. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I dare you.
I shouldn't have ruined his birthday. That was rude. That was rude. That was rude.
I'm special.
Do that when he's here?
We're friends, yes.
They do that when he's here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
He made a little joke about me in his Netflix special.
Boo!
Oh!
So on mine, but by the way, obviously I shouldn't have to say this, but of course, you know, in an affectionate way, I had the crowd. But I love that Jeff, the guy who directed it, let it breathe. I could have always said, no, put more in, but I would have been afraid. On his own, I get the whole crowd to start chanting, fuck Rory Scovel. Eventually the drummer comes in, boom, boom, boom. They go on for a minute and a half. Chanting fuck Rory Scovel. And I, the whole time, I act like I'm the good guy. I go, he's a friend of mine.
Hey,
this is ridiculous.
Last bit.
Yes. So, the scarf thing, I called Joe. I called Joe McKenzie. I'm like, Joe, you got to make me a jingle. And I tell him exactly what I
you
want.
You didn't get his wife, did you?
Oh.
She's on the phone now.
Oh, my God. Oh, please, is that true? Why is that red light blinking?
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Like
okay, wait. Don't pick up yet. Don't pick up yet.
Okay.
Okay. All we did, she's listening to the show. We didn't do anything wrong, really. Okay, hello.
Hold on.
Why am I so nervous?
Hello?
Hello, AT&T.
What?
This is
AT&T. I want to ask about your service talk.
I
want to ask
what's
about
her name?
Your service.
By the way, what's her name again?
Brenda. We'll call her Brenda.
I'm Mrs. Joe.
Hi, Mrs. Joe.
I want to ask about your service.
Oh, you've been drinking.
Are you happy with it?
No, you don't.
I haven't been drinking. I've been eating pizza, you pig.
Oh, listen, I want to apologize. You're not working for the phone company. You've tried this trick before.
Oh, fine. It's me.
Hi.
Hi. Where's our checks?
Do?
Where's
Stop
our big
it.
Checks?
You know what?
You think this pizza comes free?
Okay, I don't want anyone to race you in this.
I'm drunk on pizza.
You know what? You, Joe, is...
Oh, God, I'm a mess.
Don't start
I thought
crying.
I was going to have one slice.
Oh, she's going to start crying.
And then I get so many
stop.
Slices.
Oh, when she cries, she starts snorting. Oh, no, I knew. And then she screams
you,
at me.
You,
here it comes.
You've ruined us.
There you go.
You've ruined us.
Blame me for her marriage. I
we,
see you, it every
we
time.
Live in a tent outside of our house now.
Wait, minute, she's going to tell me
because
her.
The house is so full of bad vibes.
She's going to tell why. She's going to talk about why our kids
you
get...
Feel, our kids don't call us mom and dad anymore. They call us you and the other one. And it's your fault, Todd Glass. You've ripped apart our family. You know what we used to do before
Brenda,
this?
Brenda.
Before you? Car trips.
Brenda.
Car trips. Think of it. All of us in a car together.
Brenda.
Happy.
Brenda.
What?
That's not true, is it?
No, we never went on a car
trip. I know, and that's one of the reasons.
I get car sick because I can't stay off my phone. If I only looked out the window, I'd be fine, but I'm always looking down, playing solitaire, Candy Crush.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Yeah?
Take a deep breath.
You take a deep breath.
Okay. No, that's not relaxing. That's not relaxing. You're going to have to struggle. Yes, that's you're trying. But hold on, let me see if I can talk you through.
Okay, that's
on the right track. But stop the...
He makes his art for you, Todd Glass.
I'm not denying that.
He makes art for you.
He does. We
and what
love
do you
him.
Make for him? When did you send him a muffin? Huh? When did you send him an art collage?
I
make him an art collage. Make him feel like he's an artist.
I think we talk about him in a very loving way on the show.
Yeah, but do you,
he knows
do you
we love him.
Do you say he's an artist? I trade art collages with him.
Yeah, of course he's an artist. Look at what he
says. Where's the art collage?
I'll make it. If that would mean that.
Cut out magazine pictures.
Do you want me to edit this out of the show?
No, put it in so they know.
No, what?
No, I'm embarrassed. Take it out.
Why not take it out?
Take it out.
Well, listen, I'm glad to hear you laugh. You
oh,
know
my
how good
God,
it
thank
feels?
You.
Let's have a bit that ends happy on
oh,
Aristotle's birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
Are you all
is
right?
Is it Aristotle's birthday?
Yes.
Put him on.
Put him on.
Aristotle?
He's already on.
Are you there? You go fuck yourself,
oh, no.
Aristotle.
Oh, come on. She has a problem. She needs to see help.
After all that.
After all that,
what?
She had
I
to
I missed
end.
It. What happened?
No, shut up. So I'm going to get up and put this scarf on. Now,
okay.
I want the audience, you know, explain what you're seeing. But I want you to picture me walking through a comedy club. I enter from the back of the room. If I'm going to do this bit.
Can I picture you in slow motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm shaking the audience
There's
hands. I'm waving
too.
At them. They're waving at me. And I want you to play it loud in the studio. So here we go.
Okay.
And I'll tell you when to turn.
You got the blanket?
All right, go ahead. You have it? Let me hear it.
Here comes the scarf guy.
I'll come out. Oh, yeah, I'll come out.
Okay, you're really emerging.
I'm going to the other room.
Okay.
Behind the curtain.
Explain what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm
you're out. In the other room. We're all right alone. Here. There's no Todd here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He really did leave.
Here comes the scarf guy.
Oh, yeah.
He came out from behind the curtain. He's walking around the room, waving, shaking hands. He's got a giant scarf
that
on.
That scarf is big. Oh, yeah.
See the scarf guy waving at you. Wave at the scarf guy. See the scarf guy waving at you. Wave to that scarf guy. Here comes the scarf guy.
Oh, he can't even breathe.
Look
he you can't see his mouth.
His scarf.
That scarf is so big.
Comes the scarf guy.
It's more scarf than man.
Look at the size of his scarf.
Oh my God, stop. Did I not commit to that?
You really did. Wait, that's the whole bit?
That's the whole bit. That's it.
Wait, what? Scarf. What's his point of view?
Yeah, I don't
Does
know.
Does he have scarf material?
He just has scarves. Oh, you know what? I never thought to take it out to that
point. Yeah, where's the scarf material?
You mean, does he do an act?
Yeah, he's got to have an act.
Intro. That's just super.
That's the intro, and what's his act? His act is.
That's all he does.
It sounds like he's trying to step on Johnny Colorado's toes.
Well, ooh.
Oh.
No, he didn't.
I feel like Scarf Guy has to have a lot of jokes about how cold his neck is.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you. I say happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy birthday, oh, happy birthday, yeah. Happy birthday, yeah, happy birthday, yeah. Happy birthday, Aristotle, to you, yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, Aristotle, to you.
Now that's a spicy fucking show.
Hey!
For me, it's too spicy.
Hey.
This show's too spicy for a lady.
Cool it down, my mouth,
Whoa,
my mouth. Ooh,
cool it down.
Blow on the show first. Blow on the show first.
On that salami.
You know, I went to the trouble today for you.
Oh, for me?
We're going in
Are
for
you talking
the
about your makeup?
You also didn't mention that I still have my kazoo.
You know what?
No one, busted
cares.
It out.
No one cares.
Aristotle.
No one is talking about
I've had this kazoo
you.
For like a year and a half.
Aristotle, I love that I never realized that. First of all, I thought that he held on to that kazoo. I have a trumpet kazoo. Two George Carlins.
Oh,
people
I yeah. have a trumpet kazoo. Whoa. Oh, my kazoo's so cool.
What are we doing?
Aristotle had his kazoo for a year and a half.
Yeah, Aristotle did
it's
have his kazoo.
It's not the Aristotle show.
And that did mean a lot to me. It actually did mean a lot to me. Because, you know, everyone else doesn't give a shit. But we were talking, what were we talking about?
We were talking about how the scarf guy needs material.
Oh, the scarf guy. I didn't think about that. Like, he could come out, this is the scarf
I think
guy.
It needs to be all scarf-centric, cold necks.
Can you write scarf jokes? I mean, because tell you.
Who can't? Come on.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I got to tell you the truth. If you
yeah.
will give some scarf jokes, I will take them right now. I will listen to them. But
I feel like he's got to have a... If you give him a catchphrase, it's going to be easy. I feel like the catchphrase is, yikes, is it cold in here?
Wow.
So it's like, I met my friend's parents. And they were like, you should have gone to college. And my friend was like, you should have paid for it. And I was like, yikes. Is it cold in here?
And he runs around
here
the crowd.
Here comes the scarf guy. Look at the size of his scarf.
Can you think of another one? Anybody else?
Here comes the scarf guy.
Duncan, can you think of one with a joke he would do? And then the music kicks right in and here's the deal, because we don't have it tonight. But in real life, he would have the beat behind him. A boom, 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 boom. And then when he did his joke, look at, and then he start waving. He'd be a sticky act.
Yeah.
If I create this guy,
there's
got to
be there's got to be a Jared Kushner Russia joke in there someplace.
Do you have, anybody have anything?
What, scarf guy joke?
Yeah, and then we'll play the song.
Can just I get a anything that you can end with? Yikes! It's cold in here.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Oh, he eventually figures that out.
It's a little bit cold in here.
Yeah. Hey. By the way, I go to the same ones I do every time. Do you have one, John?
Or just, if a joke isn't working, you can be like, and so that's what my mother-in-law says. Oh, you guys didn't like that? Yikes. Is it cold in here?
Then I run around.
Here comes the scarf guy.
I would saw that Amazon just recently purchased Whole Foods for $18.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Is it cold in here?
Yeah.
Here comes the scarf guy.
So anyway, I'm debuting that the next club I get to. That's what you know you have in store for.
I love it. Do you need an opener? I have a hood act.
People are like, that's what good. I got to go see this guy do this. I'm going to play something for you. And I went through a lot of trouble for you today because I knew
do
you
were
do
you have a piano? Is this a piano piece you're going to play?
Do you like the piano?
I love it.
You do? Well, I have a karaoke version of a child song.
Okay.
Close enough?
Close enough.
You're very nice. You're very, adaptable.
That's what the fellas tell me. I call it low standards. They say adaptable.
That's like a con. You're so adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I,
no, it's cool. I don't have feelings. I love that. What? You're right. Your movies are better choices than mine.
Well, I'm not getting. I'm not even touching
Teach
that.
Teach me about obscure.
Yeah, boy, is it cold in here?
Teach me about obscure music.
Boy, is it cold in here? It's cold in here.
That's the thing.
Here comes the scarf guy.
Todd.
Look at the
fellas. Want to tell you what movies and music to like, and the answer is always Rolling Stones.
Is that what's that about?
That's just what guys do. They're always like, oh, you like music that's fun to listen to? But wait, do you know about this obscure thing that you already know about?
And they say Rolling Stones?
Yeah, a lot of times that's the entry. They're like, but you don't know this Rolling Stones song you don't know. And you're like, ugh, God, okay, fine. Just shut up and take off your shirt.
The point. You know what?
Yeah,
that's why
you, really
you hang out at the mall.
Oh, you guys, yeah.
Have you really, like, taken in?
See, this is what I'm talking about. He gets it.
Let me tell you something. It's all dumb.
That's what I say.
So
doesn't
gonna,
work out.
I'm going to play this Apples and Bananas song. Look how I move the show forward.
Oopals and Banunas?
Oopals and Banunas. Would
and
you
beninis?
Like some Oopals and Bananas? Let's what? See who can say it more English. We're well, there's a big,
pardon me, Gavner.
You have to,
would you like apples and bananas?
Excuse me, but would you like some apples and bananas?
Hey, anybody thinking I want some apples and bananas, innit?
I would love some apples and
bananas.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Pardon me.
Pardon
ever
me.
So much, but
may
would
I
you
help
possibly
you?
Want to have some apples and bananas?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Look at the little apples and bananas.
Oh, potatoes for sale. Potatoes.
Are we in Ireland?
Ha ha! I don't like the potatoes. I prefer the apples and bananas.
So I'm going to play this song, and then we have a musical version of it. I want to see if we can create a song as simple as this. Like, what do you have to know to write a children's song? There's probably maybe the better ones. But, like, play this one. Is this a kid's song? I didn't even do my homework. Is this...
I like to
anyway, we get this shit.
Yeah.
You know, we get
you
what's going on
sounds.
Here.
Yeah.
So now, what is it? Just I like bananas and cats. So anyway, why don't we try to do a little? You know, if you need my help, I'll be right here.
Wait, you want me to do apples and bananas
or anything? Anything
yeah.
You're talking about a kid? You like to walk? What do they do? Like, it seems like you just say you like apples and bananas. It doesn't seem like hard to write a kid's song.
Well, it's
you know,
so they can sing along to it.
Yeah, so you just make it simple. You could probably write one pretty quickly if you just
no problem.
And
I can
by the
write
way,
a kid's song about. Anything.
And guess what? I bet you do have this ability. All you have to really do to write a good one is think, what do they really like to do?
Absolutely.
And then you're like, just tell them that, you know.
Yeah.
Can we pick a number 1 through 10 to see who gives a suggestion?
Oh, shit. Did we do it? We didn't do it yet? Oh, do you mind? I don't want to
no,
put the, oh,
do
you
it.
Don't mind this at all? It doesn't
this
make you nervous?
This is what I do.
This would make me
this
nervous.
This is my thing.
Okay, good. Yes, absolutely. Do you trust me, to George Carlin,
yes.
That when I pick a number, that I'm being honest?
Yes.
So what are we going to decide? We know the song she's doing, but like what style?
Right.
No, what the subject?
Yeah.
He said subject.
Oh,
what subject?
So it's we're not
what,
we're taking away the apples
about.
And bananas.
You don't mind taking a suggestion?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'm gonna get a number in my head. Go.
7. 6.
I don't get to guess.
6.
Number 1. 2.
10.
Fuck!
God damn it! That's what I knew was gonna happen. Shit!
You pick boring numbers.
Fuck!
You
it's
pick
like,
one.
Okay, here's what happens when he says,
"I'm giving it to Aristotle."
Oh!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Marilyn Monroe stopped by to sing happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Happy
Whoa.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aristotle. Happy birthday to you. I'm dead now. Okay, what's my subject.
Okay, so one. Oh, John.
It has to be something.
Oh, Aristotle. I mean, Aristotle.
You sons of bitches.
I apologize.
Thank you. It has to be something kids like to do.
Yeah, no. It's a kid's song.
It's a kid's song.
Yeah.
It could be
about kids to like it.
What kind of kids do you hang out with, Stotts?
Oh,
cool kids.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What are you saying? Cigarettes?
Fidget spinners? Fidget spinners and cigarettes.
Oh, shit. Fidget spinners, yes.
Silly putty?
Yeah,
fidget spinners.
Oh, fridges? What are they? Those?
Yeah, they're the thing. You hold it and you go doop, doop, doop. And then that's the whole game.
Okay. The end.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some music we could bring
we
in if it helps. Yeah.
Yeah, bring it in. You go left, 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 left. You go right, 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 right. You go left, 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 left. And you can spin, spin, spin all night. You go left, 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 left. You go right, 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 right. You go left, 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 left. You can spin, spin, spin all night. You take a fidget spinner. Yes, you do. You take a fidget spinner. I do, too. You take a fidget spinner. Yes, you do. You take a fidget spinner. I do, too. You go left, 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 left. You go right, 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 right. You go left, left, left.
Everybody is doing
left,
it in the studio.
Spin, spin.
Every single person
all
is
night.
Taking,
you go left,
going along
left,
with it.
Left, left, left. You go right, 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 right.
Happy birthday, Aristotle.
I didn't have a good landing. I felt like it was ending.
Let me tell you something.
And I pulled out early.
It's so funny how you could be so off on what you actually just delivered, even though you're probably picking. That was so. I love that every single person in here was getting up and going left, left, left. Oh my God. Can you do.
I have too much talent and not enough focus.
Can you do one more?
Sure.
Can
we pick a number 1 through 10?
I know, but how can I win? I
want to
win.
What do you want
one,
to give
10,
me? Just let
zero.
Him give me. He has the thing he wants to give me.
No, I don't. I don't really have anything, to be honest.
No, he does.
Oh, who does? Who does? You do?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay, let's all try to think of something out loud.
Well, I got Aristotle.
Okay, what a kid.
Get Aristotle a present for his birthday.
Okay, what is it? Is there really something?
Yeah, it's Eliza doing doing the Mr. Rogers song in the style of Mick Jagger.
Wow.
I'm gonna try.
Can I do something to get this out of the way? Because I want to do this. I know what I'm doing. There's a new one for, and. Let me get some station identification out of the way.
Oh, is this a local thing?
Yeah, this is just for the show. This is a new little homage from Roger, Mr. Rogers, Devin and Zach.
Stephen Fine Arts.
The show.
I like that you got like a 90s indie song.
That was so fucking good.
Thank you. Thank
I
you
love
guys.
That so much.
Right?
And gals. Oh my gosh.
Right? And then, Zach and Devin. Why am I going to forget their names?
I think you got it.
No, I know Zach. Of course I know Zach. Devin, I don't
know.
Yeah,
we all know
well.
Zach.
Sure.
Mr. Rogers and the make-believe friends.
Mr. Rogers and the make-believe friends. Mr. Rogers and the make-believe friends.
They made a really good song for John Brad Wagner.
Yeah, they did.
It was really good.
Sure they did. Mr. Rogers and the make-believe friends. And then there's Devin, and then there's Zach.
Oh, Zach.
Who doesn't know Zach?
So there's that. We'll play your. We got some other cool ones from them too. But anyway, I think I just stopped fun to.
Yeah, you didn't want me to do another song.
Oh yes, I do. Oh, back to that. Oh. I got you good, you fuck.
Oh,
that's right.
I'm the fuck.
I'm not
you're
scared
the
of
fuck.
You
go, who's the fuck here?
I can't even be that.
I love it. We like people who are mean sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, just for like 10 seconds. Then
we
I want to
get a little bit.
Okay, so before you do that, I'm going to pick. Oh, yeah, you're one step ahead of me, John Brian Widener, and correctively so. Okay, let's talk about what little kids love. What do they love? They love to spit food out of their mouths.
They do like that.
So that's really, if you just tell them to do that in a fun fashion, yeah, sure. I think you got a kid's songs.
Yeah.
Spit food up. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the music. You're the one that I bring in. You're the music person. I'm the one with the Gerber baby food or whatever. Baby. What's a current baby food?
This is a ad thing.
Maybe. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah,
it's
a
song for a commercial.
Sure, for like a what?
No,
like
no,
a
no. I'm wrong.
I was gonna ask what age
I'm wrong.
You talking
I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I want to go back to what we're gonna do.
This is like a song that like a 5 or 6 year old dances around.
Yes,
to.
That's all it is. It's what they would enjoy.
Yeah, that you gotta play in the car a whole lot.
Turn to your left. Turn
you
to your
left,
right. That's
left,
beautiful.
Left,
I'm thinking
you go
about
right.
What
right,
if I paid for
right,
it to put it
right.
together? I think I'll tell you why I think we could do a better. Child's album that's ever been done before, because because I'll tell you why, because we're gonna really
we
think about what
fast.
They liked.
Oh.
it's a too long ignored industry.
Because we're gonna think. I have. To, you know what? I'm half being serious.
What are they into?
Because we're gonna think about not the other ones. Jump, jump, jump. All right. We're gonna think of very specific things that they love doing.
They
and
like,
they're gonna. They're not gonna be able to. Know.
They like lining up their stuffed animals for sleep. You know, arranging them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Puddles,
jumping in puddles.
Oh, jump a puddle. Okay, track.
Jump a puddle.
Okay, we're going to do jump a puddle.
Okay.
You're in the sound booth.
Do
I'm
we have
the,
a,
I'm
do
the
we have
guy
a backing
with
track for this?
Yes, we do.
We have a backing. Let me get a phone voice here. Hello, hello. Hold on. I want to be in a booth.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Johnny Pemberton is so jealous right now of all your voices.
Yeah, right. Hold on, I got it. Hold
especially
on.
That CB stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Eliza, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks, Kenny.
We're going to do...
Kenny the technician. Hey, how's everything going with your cousin? Is he still sleeping on your
dead.
Couch?
Dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Kenny, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm here to steal your voice.
No.
And also, did you want to finish these wheat thins, or can I take them?
A swamp full of money.
Shut up, you're on fire. It's a Todd Glass show, everybody. Eliza Skinner's our guest tonight. We're going to be able to think with a feather back into the show with a little James Adobe and doing something like that. Oh, do you care? So anyway, let's go back to what we were doing. We're going to come up with one. Oh, your turn.
Sure, yeah.
So,
jumping in puddles.
Jumping in puddles.
Got it.
And don't make it complicated.
No, of course not. It's for kids.
I'm in the booth. Hold on.
Don't. Hey, how you doing, Eliza?
Hi, Kenny. Hi.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to put this kid. I got about 25 minutes. We're going to put together this kid's.
It's not even going to take
we'll
that long.
We're going to make a lot of fucking money. You know why?
That's shit. What it's all about.
You know what we always say together? Because
yes.
You can
shit
these things
out. These things
yeah,
out.
We used to always do it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, kids jumping in puddles.
Okay.
All right, we got
jumping in puddles.
And then we play the music. And don't overthink it.
No, I get it, Kenny. You do what you do, I do what
sing
I do.
Sing it.
What is it that I do?
You produce.
Open up, oh, so the clouds open up, up in the sky, and down the tears they cry, and then they gather on the ground, and everybody likes to jump around, jump in the puddle, 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 and jump in the puddle, keep jumping in the puddle, and jump the puddle, don't stop, jump the puddle and jump in the puddle, jump the puddle and jump in the puddle, sun's down, jump the puddle and jump in the puddle, all night, jump the puddle and jump in the puddle, don't get tired, jump the puddle, just jump in the puddle, nothing else matters, just jump in the puddle.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Kids love me.
Can I tell you? I think we have something.
Really?
You know, what, spit up in your fit. I don't know. I'm dying
to throw out like the hipster parents version where like, let's get a xenomorph child song.
What's a xenomorph?
Like from
it's
Alien.
Alien.
I don't know anything about that shit.
Everybody's got a baby.
That's some fucked up
alien
shit.
Has
Whoa,
a baby.
Did you just curse?
Yeah, I'm cool.
He's cool.
That's cool, man.
Nah, I guess
when
I'm cool.
When an alien loves your face and he grabs on all around the place and it holds you and loves you till it puts a baby in your tummy and you know that that baby in your tummy is going to grow. La 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 la. When a daddy doesn't know what happened to him, but he's feeling something and doesn't feel slim, and it somehow jumps right out of him. I say la 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 la. Everybody has a baby, even xenomorphs.
True. I was so worried about trying to get my kazoo working that I didn't hear the song.
Happy birthday,
it's okay.
Aristotle.
It's more for Aristotle than you. Now he's out of the way. Don't listen to him again. No.
It's true.
Guess what we're doing? I mean, now we're going in for the descent. That means... Can I tell you something?
Please.
This is when I have to remember, just it's better, you know, to leave him wanting. Because I'm tempted. When I force myself to go in, it's a good thing too, because you know what I mean. It's like you had fun not going for the clothes.
Todd Glass.
Yes.
Thursday night, you got nothing to do. You're home alone.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Why? That's a good question. Well,
why?
No, I said why. That's a good question. Meaning like why? That's a good question. Oh.
You're watching TV.
You know what? Usually you end up hanging out with.
What are you doing?
Well, you know what I usually end up doing?
You listen to the radio? Are you putting on a CD? What are you doing?
Honestly.
You bringing out puppets? Coloring in an adult coloring book? What are you doing?
No, seriously, honestly, I think.
Like crafts? You like crafts? You like craft work? What are you doing?
I think about it when I think about it. Most of the time, I'm just hanging out with my, you know, when I'm doing what I want to do. I'm just hanging out.
You growing plants? You cutting them back? What are you doing?
Well. If you let me... Okay.
What? No, I'm... Oh, am I not letting you...
No, just a teeny bit. Just a teeny bit, but that's okay.
No, sorry,
I love
that you're even
asking.
Yeah.
No.
Like, do you stream them or do you use a DVD?
Well, to be honest, what I do most of the time when I'm hanging...
Are you collaging or are you potpourriing?
I'm not... If you're asking me,
is it
like
crank calls mostly, a lot of crank calls.
No, I don't make crank
calls. Local or long distance?
I don't make crank phone calls. Honestly, what
you
I do
crank
most
FaceTiming.
Okay, now you're. It doesn't matter.
You
I don't
a mask on. You put on a mask
most
and FaceTime
of the time,
people.
That would
be fun.
Gotcha.
I broke Todd Glass.
Here it is. What perfect way to come in with this song. Sure, I know how to fucking produce a show.
Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here. Eliza Skinner's here.
It's me.
I have something for you to do. I think here's you talk about going in for the clothes. Sorry, we're gonna do this. And then we're going to find a song to close. And we're
oh,
gonna
my
say
gosh,
goodnight.
Yes.
You did 2 hours. Was that a lot for you?
What? Just scratched the surface.
I know. But
I'd
you
come
know
back
what?
Every week if you
Thank
let
you.
Me.
Oh, you're great. Listen, I have an idea.
Okay.
We get rid of...
Everybody else?
Aaron Simon.
We dig a hole in the ground and we
yes,
live in it.
We kill everybody. What if I had a podcast? That could be the show. On HBO, I have a podcast, but I've captured people and I'm making them have it against their will in a fort.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Fort right. Podcast.
Do you know the other day I saw somebody, a little kid. I saw a little kid and I was going to go over and throw like those fake firecrackers near him to scare the shit out of him. To scare the shit out of him. I fucking was going to scare. And then I, you know, thank God I had my Be Nice mug.
And we sell them on our, and we sell those on our website, by the way. They're Todd Glass Be Nice mugs. You can have bad situation. Did you have a situation where you were going to do...
I did.
And then you saw the mug?
I saw there were people who were trying to rescue stray dogs.
Can I ask you a question? Did you get this... Okay, go ahead.
They're trying to rescue these stray dogs, and I was calling them all motherfuckers.
Oh.
Yeah. Shit. I was calling them motherfuckers, and I had a bunch of...
Why would you do that?
Well, I'd bought a bunch of loose cutlery from Goodwill. I was just throwing them at them. And then I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I looked at my mug and I was like, be nice.
And you just were nice?
And I stopped. I stopped it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you got that on our website?
Yeah, I got it on ToddGlass.com.
ToddGlass, you good at these mugs? Let me tell you something. People go, oh, they just print be nice on a mug. Yeah, if you don't think a mug can have a soul, the soul comes from this show. It's a be nice mug. Get it, and it'll make you want to do the right thing. When you get it, you can feel the heat coming off of the mug. It's like a Ouija board. People are getting these be nice mugs home, and they're going, I wonder if this is true with ToddGlass.
Are you feeling
the
heat coming off of your Ouija board?
Well, you it makes
you
enough
it right.
to make your hand.
yeah,
if it makes your hand move.
I'll be honest. I wanted to throw that cutlery real bad, and the mug wouldn't let me.
And you got it on what? The website? My website?
Yes, ToddGlass.com.
Wow. And why would you tell that story? How would that benefit?
I thought we were just talking.
Yeah, thank you.
Just being conversational.
Thank you. So the be nice mug.
I have
by the way,
a patch of dry skin also. We're just saying things, right? It doesn't have to mean something.
Hey, Flamilgatory.
The swamp full of money.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Okay,
Can I get more reverb?
Can I get reverb? I need reverb.
I need more reverb on here.
Sir, here's a guy that doesn't understand what you mean. He's too dumb to figure it out. Well, what do you need? Reverb?
Reverb.
Reverb.
Yeah.
You need reverb.
Yes, put reverb on my mic.
No, reverb.
Yes, exactly. Put reverb on my mic.
No, you're saying reverb.
Sure, whatever.
It's one full of money.
So here, let's do it, because I don't want to take advantage of anybody. Here we go. So what's a good song that we can say goodnight to?
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone.
Well, we'll close with this. Is this okay?
Well, now everyone.
Okay, so here's what it is. This is a. I think you'll do very well with this. This is a ice cream cone commercial. It's just an infomercial. Eddie Pepitone did it as he was sitting home listening to the commercial. I think somebody else had done it. Where you're their target audience. Everything this says, you're their target audience.
Okay.
I don't know who you are, little kid, whatever you're doing. But this commercial, they're the audience. The response you're getting. So you're just watching it at your house. Maybe you're sitting in front of the television. Can I say too close to the television?
Okay.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You're a little too close. You're watching this commercial on television.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream.
Can we have some crackle?
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite commercial.
Hold on. I want to put some crackle in your voice so it makes it seem like from an old time, even old longer. Let's get some crackle in there.
Is it crackle?
Okay, now you're sitting in front of the TV with two ponytails, both sticking way up in the air.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream.
Oh my gosh, this is my favorite commercial. Oh, I got to scoot close to the set for this one.
Heaven into their home. Hi, Mark Gill here.
Hi.
The Rumble Cone Fun Factory.
Oh, what a dream of a place.
And roll custom cones right on your stovetop.
Wait, just on my stovetop? I'm not allowed to use that.
Double chocolate, Neapolitan.
Oh, come on. That's too much for me.
Just pour in any waffle batter.
Any kind. Shut up. You're a liar.
In just 2 minutes, you're ready.
Oh, no.
A sprinkled waffle cone that's freshly baked, just like from an ice cream shop.
Now roll. That's better than an ice cream shop. My ice cream shop just has bowls.
Munchy peanut butter.
Munchy peanut butter. Fuck off.
Place it over any bowl to create
any bowl. They're lying to me. These are lies. It can't be true. It's too good. Yum, 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 yum. I'm going to eat my TV.
Waffle cone pops right out, fast and easy.
Yum. Oh, God.
Chocolate
I will sell you my sister.
Chicken and honey. Yummy.
Yummy.
Cones are boring and electric.
Yeah, fuck those other cones.
$60. But you can get
what? That's way too much for a cone maker.
With cone roller for just $19.99.
That's it? I've got that in my socks.
Use the tips inside to make your favorite custom cones.
Oh, my favorite custom cones are made of meat.
Chips, cinnamon, and more. You'll also get this ice cream scooper.
More? What's the more? No, don't lie to me about an ice cream scooper. It's too good to be true.
Hundreds of flavors. So call or click right
now. What are the hundreds of flavors?
name them.
Just
name them or I won't believe.
Yep, you get it all. Two waffle cones.
Two waffle cones.
With recipe books.
Okay,
rollers,
that. And
the
that.
Ice cream scooper.
What about the hundreds of flavors?
$120 value.
What about the hundreds of flavors? You said hundreds. Come on. Bubblegum. Chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip. Vanilla chocolate chip.
Oh. Standing ovation. That's right. The first time on the show, a standing ovation.
Oh, yeah.
To George Carlin.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
If you're going to come in here and not do, if you're going to come in here and not do as good as that Eliza did, then don't fucking come down to the barn. That's our show.
I want to thank my team. I want to thank my therapist. I don't understand why everyone doesn't always thank their therapist on these shows. That's a real thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll give you the final word. I'll give you the final word.
My final word is I don't understand why people don't thank their therapists on award shows.
You think they? Why not? You're right.
Right? Maybe I mean, if anybody
too,
helped, like, those were all, for sure, those were all basket cases.
Maybe it
and
seems
someone
too,
named Susan was like, okay, chill out a little bit.
Maybe it seems too, too much, like, they're afraid it would come off. But I guess
they don't have to say they're my therapist, but they could just be like, hey, Susan, also you.
Yeah,
big
Susan.
Ups.
Well, because they probably do help someone the most.
Of course they do. You
for
know,
sure.
When I see award shows and they go, I want to thank my mom who said if I put my mind to anything, I could comp. I'm like, what's that like?
You know who they don't need to thank?
No.
It's Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, Jesus knows. Thank him later
He's
at home.
Now,
you got to thank Jesus. You don't have to do it on stage.
You know what? I'll play this for you. I hope it's all right.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you. We have a recording. Somebody sent it in. I love it. What a great way to close the show. You know, I don't want to do it that way. Will you close the show? It's like you're so, it's so, I was going to do it that way, but I like rather just directly ask. Like, it's just so like, oh, you know, it can be all that little, you know, on your face. And then, but it's like, good night. You're just, we just want to send people off with the warmest good night. Put your head in the pillow.
Uh-huh.
And then this, so when we say this is the close of the Todd Glass show, you hear every week, let's put a little strum, maybe. Can you give me a strum with the guitar? And
oh,
all of a sudden,
a strum coming right up.
It's
a strum.
A song.
Please shut up.
This is a little night night song.
It's good night to the audience.
Okay.
So let's say I would be doing my show. I wouldn't set it up because I just did, but it would just be like what happened. For, we'd be talking about something and blah, blah, blah. We'd all laugh. Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha. Good night from Todd Glass and all his friends. It was a fun show, but now it has to end. Put your head on the pillow and go to sleep tonight. Not forever, just for tonight. Ah-ah. Good night from Todd Glass and all his friends. It was a fun show, but now it has to end. So good night, not forever, just tonight. And let's remember all the bits that we thought were fun. And let's remember all the times that we were one over by the guest. She was nice, especially if it was Eliza Skinner. She's our favorite guest.
Now that's a spicy fucking show.
Oh, it's too hot. Blow on it.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.